السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي صاحب on this beautiful Sunday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiat and good health. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم أبا. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The second week of Ramadan has commenced. Hence today is the 8th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius and so forth. Majority countries and cities of the world, today is the 9th of Ramadan, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the chapter that speaks about the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And today we focus on verses 21, 22. We're still continuing with the incident episode, the event surrounding Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the honorable spouse and wife of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, who was, who is, who will always be the greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. So Almighty Allah is giving me and you and everyone advices in these verses. Chapter 24, verse 21. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walu, yetu ashiqana khitabe, oh you believe. This address is to elevate our rank and status. This phrase, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh you who believe, has been mentioned 89 different places in the Quran. And the converse and the opposite for the non-Muslims only once, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them. Chapter 66 and verse number 7. Almighty Allah addresses all the non-Muslims who are sane and mature and says, Chapter 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, today the day of justice, la ta'tadhirul yawm, do not cite and give any excuses today. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun, surely, definitely, you'll be punished according to your deeds and actions, and that will result in everlasting doom and gloom and the hellfire. Allahumma ahfadna min, Allah protect us all. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam and the hellfire. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, never follow in the footsteps of shaitan, meaning he will make it seem irresistible. The casino, the escort agency, the movies, the entertainment and the sport and so many other vices. There will be a hype in the media and so forth. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِي خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and whosoever follows the footsteps of Satan and Shaitan. So خُطُوَات is خُطْوَة. One step is خُطْوَة, and خُطُوَات the footsteps. Shaitan is called Shaitan شَيْطَانَ, to take us far, far away from the special mercy of Almighty Allah جل وعلا. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَعْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, because he, Satan, Lucifer, Iblis and his cronies and comrades, they will keep on commanding you بِالْفَحْشَاءِ, of things that are obscene, things that are vulgar, things that are indecent and undesirable. When normally to do what you know, fornication, adultery, gay business, and lesbian, and all these type of things. Well, munkar, and all forms of injustice. How can we address and redress this? Almighty Allah has given us the divine prescription for the men, the divine recipe for the females. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, and verse number 45. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna salata tanaha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, salat. Salat is called salat. As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. Namaz, salat, prayer. That is the link, the nexus, the connection between slave, servant, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the more salat we read, the more we will read with devotion, concentration, tanha anil fahsha. It will then prevent us from all those obscene things, pornography and zina, fornication, and today all these haram affairs, illicit relationship, and we know what is going on in our Muslim society as well. While munkar and all these haram activities, actions of injustice and so forth, at the micro level and macro level. So inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Every one of us should introspect. How are we performing our salat? Where are we reading our taraweeh? Are we really reading taraweeh or is it farari? So these are the questions we have to ask. Then you will see we're reading salat, but all the vices are still going on. So there's something wrong with our salat itself, and we need to address it and redress it ourselves. Almighty Allah says, see, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Had it not been the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala upon you, O Muslims, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, then Almighty Allah would not have purified any one of you at any time, meaning you would always be in those vices and sins. But abadaw walakinna Allah yuzakki man yasha. But Almighty Allah will purify, sanctify whomsoever He wishes. Daily we commit sins, but we know that we have the door of mercy there by Almighty Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunub. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Chapter 39, verse 53. So that is what is meant here, that we committing sins, and if Allah wanted, Qudratullah, the power of Allah, He would not have cleansed us and purified us. But Allah is Rahim, is Kareem, He is Sattar, He is Ghaffar. So all His attributes, the most merciful one to show mercy, the most generous, and Almighty Allah motivating us. Daily ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will give us their purification and to whomsoever He wishes. But we also need to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, we have wronged our souls, and if you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy on us, O Almighty Allah, then definitely, surely, we will be the failures and the losers. So therefore, read the dua which our spiritual parents read, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgave them. So these are the wonderful lessons of the noble Quran. chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 23. Many a time we think, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, for myself, fa'afu anna, for all of us, is only for the last 10 days of Ramadan. No, brother, sister, it is for all times, all places. So read hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahumma innaka afoon, Ya Allah, you are afoon, of forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive, fa'afu anni, forgive me, fa'afu anna, forgive us. Wallahu sami'un alim, Almighty Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, referring to the radiance and effulgence, and verse number 22. This verse, brother, sister, you, my esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we should write it and place it in conspicuous places, in our houses and wherever. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was so disappointed that I sponsor so many people. He was a man of influence, a man of substance, and some of them, I did all this for them, and yet they went to join the Namunafikin and hypocrites, and they uttered these words, whether directly or saying that one says so, saying that one said so, and so forth. So in that disappointment, he took an oath. Wallahi, now after everything has been settled, the dust has settled, Sayyida Aisha, my lovely, my Sahibzadi, my Beti, my beloved daughter has been exonerated and her innocence proven by Almighty Allah. Wallahi, I'm no more going to sponsor you in future. Allah Jalla Wala intervened and said, Ya Aba Bakr Siddiq, you are no ordinary person. You are Thani Athnain. You are the second of the two. You are Khairul Bashar Ba'd al Anbiya, the best of humankind after all the prophets and messengers. So see what Allah says. The verse is revealed for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, but the message is for me and you, for all times, all places. وَلَا يَعْتَلِي وَلَا يَحْلِفُ, and it means do not take an oath. Who should not take an oath? A person. أُلُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَعَتِي, the possessors of grace and influence. وَسَعَتِي, the people of abundance. Allah bless them with abundant wealth. They should not take an oath. أَيُّؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُعَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that they will not spend on أُولِي الْقُرْبَى, on their family members. Why? Mistah was one of Sahabi, and he also, Allah forbid, that he started making some direct, indirect statements like this. And not only, he was a family member of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he was very disappointed and said, I will no more spend on you and sponsor you in future. And that's a natural response. Wal masakin wal muhajirin fi sabilillah, and the poor and needy, and those who migrated in a part of Almighty Allah from Makkah to Medina. But Allah said, Ya Aba Bakr Siddiq, O you Muslims, wal ya'fu, forgive them. Wal yasfahu, overlook what they said. Why? Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. What do you not love? That Allah Jalla Wala forgive you. O Muslim, O Muslimah, the more we forgive people, the more Allah will forgive us. You, my sister, you have your domestic, you have your helper in your house. She broke your cup, she broke your glass, she did something. Whilst ironing, she burned the clothes. Are you prepared to forgive her? Forgive her and say, she made a mistake, and I also am committing sins. Allah will forgive me more and more. You are my brother, because we have the means. We are people with millions and billions and so forth. So then what do? If people don't do things our way, We tell them, go fly a kite. No more will I give you any assistance and so forth, because our intention was not pure from the start. So remember, if we're doing good, don't stop doing that good, even if people disappoint you, because the more we learn to forgive people, the more Allah will forgive us. Show me any religion in the world that has taught the Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq sponsored them. He paid the kafara and everything and said, Ya Allah, Jalla wa ala, I want you to forgive me more and more. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. And all Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very merciful. See how many incidents, the durus and the lessons we must learn from this incident of if, where they made wild allegations, accusations against our mother, Siddiqatu bint Siddiq radiallahu anha, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and she is the daughter of Sayyidina Abi Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go to the news interviews today. It is the 8th of Ramadan, 1446, South Africa and Southern Africa and most parts of the world, the 9th of Ramadan, 1446. The person who wrote the biography of, you know, he edited it and so forth, of Trump, so it will be an autobiography, because Trump will not write it, he'll get somebody to write it. In there he says that Trump is actually anti-Semite. Sometimes he hates the Jews, and this whole topic of Israel, it bores him to death. He's fed up with Israel. That is what is written, you must remember, in his biography. Then, on Saturday night, you must remember that last night, we find that thousands of Jutlas were protesting and rallying in Tel Aviv. Come on, seal the deal and bring back the hostages, and the ceasefire must continue. So Hamas knows that even if they keep quiet, the Jews will do the job for them. So there is a huge divide between the politicians and the masses, the Jutlas, you must remember. And this, inshallah, will lead to a civil war in Israel. And then they will implode, just like America. Trump signing executive orders and behaving like he's a tenpot dictator. But the more every day that passes, not even 50 days, and he has made so many enemies, more than 50 million. So you see, they will stand up against him, and then America will face another civil war and disintegrate and implode, inshallah. You know, when you go to London, UK, you see that big clock there, the Big Ben. So one brother climbed right on top there. The Western media didn't give it prominence, and he then put up the Palestinian flag there. He wore the Palestinian scarf, and he said, I'm protesting against Israel genocide. And why is the British government supporting this genocide against the Palestinians, against the children and babies and men and women of Gaza? Is the most well-documented genocide in human history. But in the same token, remember, it is that genocide which has been rejected the most by the kuffar and the Western media, the puppets of Israel. Israel is a terrorist, an apartheid regime, and we say loudly, boldly, and clearly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israel must be wiped off the surface of this earth. Then the world will find true peace. So we need to understand that. But anyway, they arrested him now. But he made his point. Israel to attend talks in Doha, Qatar on Monday to speak about the hostages and ceasefire and so forth. See, the Western media, the Western politicians, now they will say Iran must show what progress it made regarding its nuclear. It must report to the Atomic Agency and the authorities. So why don't you have the same law for Israel? Israel is a harami, is a terrorist state. In its past 80 years plus minus, it has killed thousands of babies, children, men and women who are totally innocent. And that is well documented. documented. For Iran, no, they can't have. And for Israel, we will have them more and more. That is the double standards of the West. That is the double standards of the whiteies. The whites are the biggest racists on earth. In every country you go, the percentage will differ. Every country I went to, you will find that there, in front of you, they are very, very sweet. But I don't say all, but I'll speak about majority or half of them. Remember, it is innate in them, inborn in them, the haramis. That not Allah gave it to them. They are the ones who inculcated it from their parents and the society. That these non-whites and non-Muslims, they will treat the whites different, and they will treat the Muslim and that different. So we should know that the brownie and the black and so forth. Israeli women and a lady there, and an Indian ladies were gang raped there in India. So you see, they love the Hindus, the Jutlas love the Hindus. And when she went there to India, she thought she will see the beauty of India. So this Israeli lady was gang raped there. Rape has become a favorite pastime in India. So that is making headlines there. So you must remember that. This is another strange story. In Syria, if you know Syria, there are two places, Tartus. Tartus was the headquarters of Russia during Bashar Assad's time. This was the only base they really had in the Middle East. And Latakia is a coastal city, like how we have Durban and Cape Town. So the government, the new government, the Western media calls them the Islamist government and so forth. So they are the ones that they are killing. Who? You must remember the Alawites. Alawites are the Pakka, Shias and so forth. So they say more than 1,000, 2,000, so other figures are more, 10,000 of them are killed and so forth and so on. So it means that the Sunnis are now killing the Alawites, the Shias. Are they doing right? 100% right. You see the Western media. Go Google it, you will see it. When Bashar Assad and his father Hafiz Assad, Pakka Haramis Kafirs were in power, then the Western people loved it. You know Tony Blair, the war criminal, he and Bush, what they did in Iraq. You must never ever forget, you must call them the war criminals, and they based their whole war on a cry, on a lie, weapons of mass destruction. Tony Blair, the Harami, he said that Bashar Assad should be knighted by the queen and should be called Sir Bashar Assad. Doesn't that speak volumes of this? So these are Pakka Haramis, you must remember. If you don't know the term Harami, it means illegitimate child. For Netanyahu and Biden and Blinken and Trump and all these characters, Tony Blair and Bush and what have you, to call them Harami, illegitimate, is too kind. So we call them big haramis, big bees. So see, that is what they are, the big bee. So that is what they are, Pakka haramis they are. So we agree with the government, eliminate these Shias haramis. They just cause more problems everywhere. If the war is yours against the Palestinians in Gaza, more and more hostages will die, either by Israeli gunfire or either Hamas will take care of them. Now Trump wants to trumpet away and is giving an ultimatum to Iran. You better start speaking with us, otherwise we will bomb you. Just with these bombastic words, you know. He wants to bomb everybody, sit there in the White House and think he will get away with that. Iran told him, go to hell. The first time we did not even accept your letter. And now also we are telling you, we will not negotiate. And you come with your bullying tactics. Well done to Iran. Both parties are haram. Iran also haramis. And America also haramis. So we must remember that. That monsoon rains have started in Pakistan. Huge damage there. Allah have mercy on Pakistan, you know. Their politicians are corrupt. Their army are big liars. And chumchas and sidekicks of America. Ukraine does not want peace. That is what Trump says. He says Putin wants peace. increase. Now, are you like that? You must remember that. Putin says we're not going to give back one inch back to Ukraine because he believes the whole Ukraine is still part of a historic Russia. And Trump cutting U.S. aid to 90% of the foreign aid to foreign countries and so forth, South Africa included, is having a devastating impact and effect to all the countries where they were receiving aid. South Africa, cry, my beloved country, ANC. You see, I sent it out before I went to Durban for the janaza of my sister Farida Arbi. So Farida means to be unique. Allah gave her death on a Friday morning. And after Asr, we had janaza. Allah granted Jannat al-Firdaus. So those of you waiting for your answers on your WhatsApp and on your email today, inshallah, this morning, I will cert and answer that. So there was a cartoon that South Africa is like the Titanic. Then 30 years ago, it hit the Titanic. Then the ANC came into power, and then it's going one way, sinking, sinking, sinking. So how many places have now load shedding? Out of control now. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC and no current. You see, ANC, you are only PhD, masters and champions in stealing and corruption. That is the truth. Whether you like it or not, Muslim, non-Muslim, I haven't seen an honest politician yet. You must remember in the ruling party who did not do self-enrichment, you must remember that in the process they can say that they can account for every cent of their, I haven't seen. Maybe you saw, but I haven't seen. Valdam, 100% capacity, but you still got water problems. I was now there in Tongaat, and what you hear, I meet people from Tongaat, I meet people from Vellum, I meet people from Umhlanga, I stayed there. So many places, no water at all. The rich, they have their jojos. Even the jojo went dry. You must remember these type of things. What the chaos, what the mess. They can't get the water situation there. And you got the ocean there. An absolute disgrace it is. Today is Sunday. Remember, we will have the Q&A between 2 and 4 this afternoon with Maulana Khalid Yaqub and myself. Inshallah al-Aziz, it will be live, inshallah, on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 2 and 4. Send your queries and questions direct to the tablet, and that is, Junaid Mota has it there, and Maulana Khalid Yaqub will be the host. 084-786-3132. Otherwise, send your questions to my phone number, my WhatsApp, 071-888-1184, and we will try our level best to answer it. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.